A spine or a skull that come from two different mesa. We had previously that a spine or a skull from a mesa is metame b'mago b'masavara. Now we're talking about where we don't have a complete spine or a skull from one individual mesa. Instead we have half a spine or half a skull from one mesa. And we have another half from a different mesa. And when you put the two together, it looks like a complete spine or a complete skull. Or revius dam ishne mesa. Or you have a revius of dam. And a revius of dam, we said previously, is metame b'mago b'masavara. But in this case, it doesn't come from one mace. Instead, you have half a revius from one mace and a half a revius from a different mace. But rova atzomo is mishnei mesa. Or you have a rova of a kav of bone, but it doesn't come from one mace. It comes from two different mace, and half a rova from one mace and half a rova from another mace. The avram and a mace, mishnei mesa. The avram and a chai, mishnei anashim. Or you have a limb from a mace that comes from two different mace, and half a avram from one mace and half a avram from a different mace. Or you have an avid that detaches itself from a living person, which we said previously is metame, just like a mate. But you don't have a complete aver from one living person. Instead, you have half an aver from one chai, and half an aver from a different chai. Rabbi Akiva metame, v'chacham metarim. Rabbi Akiva holds that it's metame. Rabbi Akiva holds that even though we don't have the shear from one mate, since between the two mates and we have a shear, it's metame. While the chacham are metarim, the chacham holds that in order for it to be metame, ba'al, you need to have a shear for one maze. If you don't have the shear for one maze, only from two mazes, it will not be matami v'oil. But they would agree that it's matami v'mago v'maso. If even asking the size of a sarah from a maze is matami v'mago v'maso. So therefore, even though we don't have a complete shedra or complete gogola or complete aver from one maze, but we have an asking the size of a sarah from one maze, so therefore, it will be matami v'mago v'maso. But to be matami v'oil, we need to have a shear from one individual mace. We can't make up the shear from two different mace, so therefore it's only the time of Mago Vamasa according to the Chachamim, but not the oil. A bone the side of a barley from a mace that's split into two. Rabbi Kiva Mitame, Rabbi Yochanan Benuri Mitame. Rabbi Kiva holds that it's Mitame, the Mago Vamasa. As we have Allah Mosh Mitina, then the Etzim the side of a sar is Mitame, the Mago Vamasa, not the oil. According to Rabbi Kiva, it makes no difference that the etzim the side of the sar is in two pieces. It's still matami b'mago b'masa. While Rabbi Yochanan Benuri's matar, according to Rabbi Yochanan Benuri, the etzim kasar would have to be in one piece to be matami b'mago b'masa. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Benuri. Lo amru atzmois kasar, ela etzim kasar. Rabbi Yochanan Benuri said to Rabbi Kiva, when the Chachamim said the lashon of the halacha of Moshe Sinai, they didn't say atzmois kasar, which is the lashon rabim plural. Instead, they said an etzem kisura. They said an etzem, which is mashma, that the bone's in one piece. So therefore, only if the bone is in one piece, is it metami b'mago b'masa. Rova atzomo shenidaktiku, v'ein b'kol echad v'echad etzem kisura. If you have a rova kav, a bone from a mace, which we have said previously is metami both b'mago b'masa and b'oil, but the rova atzomo were crushed into pieces, and none of the pieces are the size of a sir, all the pieces are smaller than a sir. Rabbi Shimon mitar. Rabbi Shimon holds that it's not mitame at all, it's tar. And that which the Chachamim said, that a rova atzama is mitame, both maga, v'masa, and ba'al, that's only if the atzamas are at least the size of a sir, but in this case, that none of the atzamas are the size of a sir, it's not mitame, not the maga, v'masa, nor ba'al. The Chachamim mitame, and the Chachamim disagree, they say that it's mitame, both maga, v'masa, and ba'al. And since you have a rova kav v'atzamos, doesn't make a difference that none of them are the size of the sarah. It's matami b'mago b'masa and ba'al. Avram and achai shenechlak l'shnayim tar. A limb that was detached from a living person. And it's split into two, it's tar. As we have said previously, that a limb that was detached from a person is matami like a mace. But that's only if the limb is intact. But in this case, since it was split into two, it was tar. And even if you attach the two pieces, it would not be considered a chibra, it's not considered an attachment, and therefore, it would not be mitami. Rabbi Yossi mitami. Rabbi Yossi disagrees, he holds that the Avram and Achai that was split into two is mitami. Rabbi Yossi would agree with the Tanakhama though in such a case, that the Avram and Achai was detached from the Chai in two separate pieces. The first half was detached, and then the other half detached itself from the Chai. In such a case, since at no point with the Avram and Achai intact, after it was detached from the Chai, it would not be Matame at all. only in such a case that at the point that it was detached, it was intact, and only after that it split into two. In that case, Rabbi Yehuda would argue the Tanakhama, and he would hold that it's Metame, but in this case, that it detached itself from the Chai in two separate pieces, it would not be Metame, it's Tar.